Ave Maria.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is day 31, and I can't believe we're almost done.
It's been a long journey. Thank you for hanging in there with us. Today we talk about what?
The commandment that thou shalt not bear false witness.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the expression, sticks and stones can break my bones, but words could never hurt me? We know that is a lie. We know words can hurt. Mm-hmm. We know words can bring life to people, but also take life from people. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had somebody speak something about you that wasn't true? I have, and in a very public way. I was speaking one time in the United States, and I got a text from some friends saying something was said about you at Mass. And I thought it wasn't true. And I thought, I got to jump on this on social media, and I got to correct this. This is what happened. I got the most unusual, and I have to say unusual, text that I have ever received in my entire life. And it went something like this. Ken, my husband and I were just leaving Mass, and the priest just offered the Mass for the repose of your soul. They went on to say, awkward question, but are you still alive? And as far as I can tell, I'm still alive. And the last time I checked, I have been for the last 42 years. But now, I know this might bring great joy to some of you and others. This news might come as great disappointment. I'm still around. So I can only assume that the priest just made an honest mistake, or that the people listening just misunderstood. In any case, it was an easy fix. But sometimes when we misuse our words, mm-hmm. it's not an easy fix.
Mm-hmm. Sister Lucia writes, with this command, God forbids all kinds of calumny and lies which damage our neighbor. The Catechism says, calumny is remarks contrary to the truth, harms the reputation of others, and gives occasion for false judgments concerning them. Sister Lucia writes, God forbids all unjust criticisms, backbiting, and slander of our neighbor, that great defect of putting the worst interpretation on our neighbor's actions, attributing to them an evil intention which they never had. So many people in the world live like this. They are not interested in the truth, and yet we will never arrive in heaven unless we follow the way of truth. To transgress this commandment is a very grave matter, for in doing so we offend God in the person of our neighbor. It is a sin against the precepts of the justice and charity with which Jesus Christ bids us to treat our neighbor.
This whole process that we're on for a while now has been the process of repentance. Mm-hmm. Sister Lucia is just helping us examine our hearts so that we can mm-hmm. repent. So you're in the process of repentance, and you get 5 stars because most people don't like repentance. So what we're going to do now is just examine our conscience to see if we've mm-hmm. fallen and broken this commandment of God.
Offenses against the 7th commandment. Have I lied and gossiped about anyone, discussed the faults of another person to a third party without valid reason, entertained unkind thoughts of others, flattered others, spoken insulting words to others, spoken unnecessary criticisms, refused to forgive others when they express their contrition, cheated on reports, tests, or schoolwork, injured the good name of another by revealing true but hidden faults or sins, given into complaining, arguing, and nagging, engaged in petty quarreling, entertained unkind thoughts of others, disclosed others' secrets which I was bound to keep, rashly judged another without sufficient evidence of the guilt, created enmity between people by reporting something unfavorable. If we have offended God in any of these ways, let us seek His mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation. Going through that really convicts my heart, because I feel like I'm guilty of so many of those, especially, you know, when I'm with certain people or, you know, just chatting. It's so easy to just be tempted to go down that rabbit trail of, you know, other people's affairs or things that they're doing, or, you know, really it's none of my business to be sharing certain things about other people.
And sometimes the relationships that we keep draw this out of us a little bit more easier than others, or we draw it out of them. And so that's two things we have to be mindful of. If this is our struggle, what can we do? Once again, Our Lady can help us, because Our Lady didn't flatter people. Our Lady didn't gossip about people. Our Lady was in control of her tongue. And so when we entrust ourselves to Our Lady, she helps us with this area of our lives. She always spoke the truth. And she speaks the truth also in the messages of Fatima. So when she says to us, God is greatly offended, or God is much offended, we can say, yes, that's true. That our sin gravely offends God, so much so that he would say to Our Lady, okay, go tell them that they're offending me. So if Our Lady is telling us sin offends God, we should turn, because it's a serious thing. Also, I think about the apparition of July 13th, where Our Lady showed hell to the children, where she says, poor sinners go. When they looked upon her face was sad. We can communicate things with our words, but we can also communicate things with our expression. And as Our Lady was true with her words, she was true with her expression. She is sad. She is sad when her children abandon her son and cast themselves off into the abyss of destruction. And so, friends, let us entrust ourselves to Our Lady today, once again, through saying the Rosary. Big link right up there, Our Lady of Fatima.
Pray for us.
Hey, thanks for watching. Can we share our dream with you? We want to reach millions of people by sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. And we want to do this by keeping all future content free, accessible, and shareable, just like the video you saw.
But we can't do this without you. Would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis by joining our Patreon team? To partner with us, click the link at the end of this video or in the description. Thank you for your consideration.